This morning I want to share with you from John's Gospel. The Gospels all share the resurrection story. This morning we shared the resurrection story at sunrise out of Matthew's Gospel. And this morning I want to share it from John's Gospel, New Living Translation, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Hear God's Word. Early Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one who Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I don't know where they put him." Peter and the other disciples ran to the tomb to see. The other disciples outran Peter and got there first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying to the side. The other disciple also went in and saw and believed, for until then they hadn't realized that the scripture said that he would rise from the dead. Then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stooped in and looked and saw two white-robed angels sitting at the head and the foot of the place where Jesus' body had been lying. "Why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." She glanced over her shoulder and saw someone standing beside her. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Why are you crying?" Jesus asked. "Who are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener. "Sir, if you know where they had taken him, tell me, and I will go." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned towards him and exclaimed, "Teacher!" Jesus said, "Don't cling to me, for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go and find my brothers and sisters and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." She gave them this message. That evening on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of what the Jewish leaders. And suddenly, Jesus was standing there and he said, "Peace with you." And as he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see and showed them his side where they had pierced him. And they were all filled with joy. And he spoke to them again and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I will send you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.